Blog Talk Radio.
The streets is talking, babe. Let's go. On Valentine's Day? Are you serious? In the studio, the streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Valentine's Day edition. Let's go. I guess not. Wow. But until we get the music together, I'm going to say, what the deal, world? It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. I'm your host, L Boogie, and you already know my cellmate, then the producer, T-Row. And you already know, shouts out to the homeboy and my other cellmate, Jewels the G. And you know I want to give a special shout-out to all the ladies in the world. Happy Valentine's Day from the crew. From the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. Hey, yo, Ro, what the deal, man? How you been? These last 4 days leading up to, you know, Valentine's Day. Everything been good?
Oh, yeah, man, you know what it is. Want to say what's up to everybody across the world checking us out on the web. You know how it go, man. Always something going on with the web. We're going to be up and running in just a minute. So, man, y'all just be patient with me. You know what? Before then, we got a lot to talk about, man. When I say a lot to talk about, it's NBA All-Star Weekend. We already got the celebrity game jumping off. We got some Major League Baseball news. I know this going to hit you below the belt. I know you did. I know you know we're not going to let this show go by without talking about your boy Derek Jeter. Good old Derek Jeter. Finally gonna call it quits. I can't believe it. But it is what it is. And we definitely, I know we gonna get into that. I don't wanna hear you tear up so quick. But we'll definitely get to that and we'll definitely talk about, you know, what's really going down with that Derek Jeter. And then of course, you know, we got some basketball players trying to play baseball. Is Tracy McGrady
actually trying to
become the Michael Jordan
of the
90s? Is he trying to really play baseball?
He's pretty good, too.
Got some information about Richie Incognito. You crazy dude. I don't know what's going on with that, but we definitely going to get to the bottom of that. You know what I'm saying? And it's definitely going to go down. But here's my thing. First things first, L Boogie. When I say first things first, and I want to know this. We got the rookie and sophomore challenge coming up tonight, but they switched it up on me, man. They got the coaches that have, you know, decided to do like a draft or whatnot, you know what I mean? So I want to know this. It's really not all just rookies against sophomores. We have the lineups, and I'm going to let L Boogie break them down for us, but we got the lineup, and we need to try to figure out why aren't there rookies on one team and sophomores on another? This is the best thing we got going on. And they tripping on us like this and switched it up already. I need to know what's going on, L Boogie. Who's doing well? Who are the coaches for the rookies in the sophomore game that's coming up a little bit later on?
Well, you got Team Hill. And Team Hill is Grant Hill. You got Damian Lillard, you know, Brandon Beal, Andre Drummond, Harold Barnes, you know what I mean, Jones, Giannis, Antetokounmpo. Wow. I don't even know how to pronounce these guys' names. Valanciunas, Deion Waiters, and your boy Plumlee from Phoenix. That's Team Hill. Team Weber, you got Mr. Davis from New Orleans. MCW from Philadelphia 76ers, Tim Hardaway Jr., who's a rookie. You got Trey Burke, who's a rookie. Jaren Sullinger, his second year. The other Plumlee, Mason, from the Brooklyn Nets. The other Plumlee, he's from the Phoenix Suns, if you don't know. And then you got Oladipo, Mr. Adams, and you got your boy Olenek. So I posed the question to the world, who do you think is going to win that game tonight? And also, who do you think is going to get MVP? Who's MVP of the game? And who's also the MVP of the celebrity game if you're watching? It's a lot of guys out there. You got Snoop out there. You got the two-time MVP, Kevin Hart. You got Romeo. You got Michael B. Jordan, my man from Fruitvale. Oh, man. Fruitvale Station, I'm sorry. Oh, man, now he balling. He's balling. And who else you got? Man, you got a lot of people out there who think they can play basketball and they can't play. My early MVP is Skylar Diggins. I think she gonna win it. Skylar, I see you, baby.
Are you flirting across the airways? Is that what you're doing right now? You trying to get your mojo on? You trying to get it in on the All-Star weekend? Because she can hear you. You know she go, you know, check us out. Come on, man. You trying to get it in. Is that what you're doing? You digging, digging?
No, I'm not digging, digging. She's my daughter. See, I'm giving away my age right now. But no, man. I just think she out there balling. She's taking it serious. And I think she's going to be the MVP. Now, Ro, you know it's Valentine's Day. Guess what my street question of the night is, Ro? I got a couple of them, but this is one of them.
It's got to do with a lot of love.
It got to do with a lot of love. A lot of secret loving. So I posed this to all the playing pimps and hustlers. What did you do with your side piece for Valentine's Day? Oh, what did you do? And the second question of the night, since it's All-Star weekend, and I've been doing a lot of research, who's really the GOAT? Is it Michael Jordan or is it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
What about Will?
I can't give you Will because I'd say this. Will changed the game. He transcended it, like they said, with the the 3-second lane and things like that. But Kareem, 6 MVPs, 6 rings, and no one, I don't think, ever will take down his scoring champion. He's the scoring champion in the NBA. But we'll get back to those numbers because I'm going to compare on who do you think is the best? And I know you're out there screaming, Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan. But they always told me in the streets, numbers don't lie. So we will see.
Come on, man. Why are you stirring up the pot like that, man? Only the chef got certifications to be stirring up the pot like that early, man. What's wrong with you today, man? I'm trying to get you to the cloud, and now you giving me this sour puss. It's NBA All-Star Weekend, and you ain't going to get Wilt no love? I can't wait till we start talking about this one. Come on in, Sal. I know y'all checking the ball. I can hear you checking the ball. I don't know what's on L Boogie plate today, man. He got a stomachache or something because he tripping.
You know what's wrong with me today? My man Derek Jeter, he announced retirement. I knew this day was coming, but I didn't think it was going to be today. I thought he was going to do 20. I was thought he was going to do 20 in the asylum with me, man. Dang.
It's over now? Was that the big Luther or the little Luther?
Only in the streets. Only in the streets. And you know what I mean? Let me ask you this also. Who is your early MVP right now in the NBA? It's the All-Star break, so this is kind of like halftime. So right now, who's your MVP of the National Basketball Association?
You had it right. A National Blackball Association. It's only a couple of white boys holding their own in the league right now. None of them like Bird. Well, I take that back. Kevin Love is the next coming of Bird, so you know. But, yeah, you had it right the first time. It's Black History Month.
So my point to you is love is love. I see you, Kevin. Well, we're going to pose that to the world. And we still got some more news about this Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin situation. Jonathan Martin, you were going to take your life on two occasions? Come on. It got that bad? See, now you got me thinking a certain type of way. Now you got me thinking. See, I tried to be subjective to the situation, but when my snitches and my rats come back with some of this information, I'm going to assume, bro, that he's just soft. And you know what we call soft in the streets. That's all I'm going to say. With all these accusations and things that's going on and racial slurs and things like that, that happens on a lot of jobs.
And now Michael Pham, Lord have mercy.
And then you want to take your life? I think it was more than racial slurs. Because just think, the Freedom Riders want to commit suicide after they was getting racial slurs.
He been watching the butler. You gonna take it. I don't care what they try to do. You gonna take it. Take that ass whooping for our people. Couldn't have done it, El Boogie. I couldn't have lived in the 60s. They'd killed me early.
That's what I'm trying to say. So Jonathan Martin, everybody was casual, you know what I mean? Casualties of war, so you can do what you can do. You did not use your freedom of speech, and you did not use your hands. You supposed to have been Martin Luther King and Malcolm X all at once.
By any means necessary, Jonathan Martin, you bigger than Incognito. And you a what? Come on, El Boogie. I don't want to call him that. I almost said it. We ain't going to call him that, but we know what he is. That's why they made a song for his ass. You ready to go to a commercial? We back home. I just talked to the landlord. I had to go, you know, be my side piece landlord, y'all. Y'all know that. So I had to, you know, sweeten her up. She mad at me because, you know, she caught me in the street with the
wife. Man, when we come back from the commercial, we're going to weigh in about who's really the GOAT. And street question of the night. To all the players, hustlers, and pimps, and it don't matter if you're male or female, what did you get your side piece, or what suggestion would you give the world? In the world, on Valentine's Day. Oh, let's go.
What you gonna do when you lose her? She got a nigga on the side just to use her. If it's me, I'm parking at the front door, and you be knocking on her bedroom window. You see the shadows, you hear the sound, but you don't do nothing. You just turn back around like a bitch, feeling hurt, ready to cry. You can't believe everything she said was a lie. She got a lot of bitch in her, but not more than you. I never underestimate what you want to do.
Don't act like a... That's why I don't. drippin' and missin'. These cats that I be hanging around don't listen.
Don't listen.
I be hippin' and sippin' and smokin' and drinkin' and spittin'. And these musty mouth bras, they be
trippin'.
I mean, the bitch thought she was that bad. I don't know what that bitch was thinking, what she thought, what she was thinking, but she shouldn't have thought that.
I told her the money cost too much and I ain't got a dime.
You got to pay me. Or pay me, no, never mind. Don't sit on the toilet when I go piss.
You
got feminine tendencies like a bitch.
Me.
I'm solid and concrete, I keep it found.
We
pull off and something, acting a dong.
She
lifting her dress up, showing her mom.
See.
He tripping, he tricking, throwing her money. I can see H all in her face. All these old ladies, they on the cake.
You know what I've been noticing?
All bitches ain't women.
All bitches ain't women, man. Some of these
That's
niggas,
real,
man, be acting like bitches, man.
Yeah.
Female puppies, man.
You already know.
Look, get a real one in your life, man. Get a real one in your life. That's what I tell a bitch.
That's how we do it.
Niggas be acting like bitches. Female puppies, man.
Bitch, nigga, don't act like a
for you, Richie. And Jonathan Martin, one of y'all is a... You heard what he said. Don't marry, yo. Yeah, E40.
That's what happens when you, you know what I mean, you bust one with your, you know what I mean, with your Valentine, bro.
You know, El Boogie upset too, ladies and gentlemen. He's still trying to find his Valentine. So don't be mad at him this evening. Asylum. This boy want to talk about who is the GOAT of the NBA. And he said some names without even including Wilt Chamberlain. The only guy to have a triple-double of 52 points. 30 rebounds and 12 blocks and 9 assists. Come on, man. You ain't going to let Wilt still get some of that love? Now, you bring up a valid point when you say Kareem, because when we talked about putting this on the show last night, we had to look at the numbers. And when we first started talking about the numbers, we said, oh, Kobe ain't too far off to catch Mike. Has Father Time caught up to Kobe? To where Kobe just might catch Mike and call it quits. He might not even want to try to catch old Carl. You know what I mean? That's Carl Malone, the mailman, for those who didn't know. But when you look at the top of that mountain that you got to climb, to get 38,600 plus points. Man, look at here, look at here. That is tough, my dude. And it ain't nobody who's going to be able to get 38,000. And when you think about how Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got 38,000 points, yeah, he had a long career, but 38,000? Kobe at 31-7. He looking good enough to pass Mike. But Kareem, ain't going to be nobody closer than Kobe. I take that back. LeBron going to get pretty close. But 38, he going to have to play to him about 44. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and just hearing of Derek Jeter, you know, making his announcement of his last season, man, this is his last go at it.
You think of Kobe. You think of Tim Duncan. You know what I'm saying? You think of a lot of, you know, the rest of these guys who are getting ready. They're called KG, Paul Pierce. Look at these guys, man. Father time is catching up. And it's just amazing to see. And none of those guys are going to be able to reach Kareem, dog. If Kobe can't do it, and LeBron's going to be close, but he got work to do. He's young enough, but he got work to do, boy. And bar none for him not getting hurt. You know what I'm saying? Bar none, LeBron gets hurt. He should be able to really carry that torch. You know what I'm saying? What, Mike missed the whole season? His, what, second or third year, broke his leg? Didn't play that season. And then, you know, went on the two-year hiatus, you know, where he was just like, y'all, I don't even feel it. You know what I'm saying? And then at the end where he was just giving us, you know, he was just giving us Mike. He was just letting us know that he's still available. You know what I'm saying? But, damn, I got to give it to Mike. After all that being said, Michael Jordan, you was a bad black dude. Hey, man, I don't give a damn about what nobody else say. Man, if you can't give it to that dude that won 2-3, man, yeah, he didn't get 38,000, but the 32 plus that he got, I'll take, because I tell you this, slide in there. Giving you that thing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, man, come on, man. He the reason why we take basketball the way we play basketball, dog. Serious to the ball. I get in between them lines on Michael J and your ass. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no other way that it's going about going down. MJ, dog, that's me. The GOAT!
He the GOAT. Okay, let me just run some numbers down to you and the world. Since, you know what I mean? Let's run it down. Rings, 6-6. NCAA rings, Kareem 3, Michael Jordan 1. NBA MVPs, Kareem 6, Michael Jordan 5. NCAA MVP, Kareem 3, Michael Jordan 0. NCAA tournament MVP, Kareem 3, Michael Jordan 0. Player of the year in the NCAA, Kareem 3, Michael Jordan 1. 19, here we go. All-Star Games, Kareem 19, Michael Jordan 14. All-Pro, first team All-Pro, Kareem 15, Michael Jordan 10. First team All-Defense, Kareem 11, Michael Jordan 9. Points, 38,387. Michael Jordan, 32,282. Even if he would have played that year and a half that he missed while he was playing baseball, he still wouldn't have caught Kareem. I beg to ask you to differ. Is Kareem better than MJ? I just threw you the numbers, bro.
I don't care about what you just threw at me. I'm telling you this. NCAA, yeah, Kareem changed the game in the NCAA, and he went to UCLA, who was dominant at the time. You know, John Wood. I'm not taking anything away from a man, North Carolina, because I love, my favorite color is that Tar Heel blue, you know what I'm saying? I love that color. But I'm just saying, man, Mike wasn't as well known as Lou Cinder, man. See, now wait, when you talk about college and those stats in college, that don't count, because that was a different dude. That was Lou Cinder. Now, you got to start counting when he became Kareem. So we talking about in the NBA. I ain't talking about Luau Cinder, because Luau Cinder was a different dude, man. You can't have Luau. That ain't being fair. But if you want to talk about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he still wouldn't have caught it. But the greatest of all time is the dude that wore 23 that went, boy, played in Chicago. after 1 year of college, 2 years of college, one that he just, you know, put us on the map with, you know, he just said, hey, man, it's my turn. And when he put on that Chicago Bulls uniform and only two people showed up at the arrival of him showing up at the airport, them two reporters was like, yo, what's happening? Taxi driver taking it to somewhere. And he said, hey, man, you want to be my driver? He said, man, what the? And look who that guy became. Michael Air Jordan. Nobody does it better. Boy, you better watch your mouth. That's what you're talking about. Kareem was cool, man. Don't get me twisted. Kareem was man. But Michael Jeffrey Air motherfucker Jordan. Come on, man. I love Kareem. Don't get me wrong. Skyhook and everything. No three-pointers. I understand all that. Did everything up under the basket. But he should have been Defensive Player of the Year. His neck was right by the rim. I asked him, come on, man. He should have done something. 38,000 points. Damn you, Kareem. And a kick you in your chest. You saw how he did, Bruce Lee.
My point with Kareem is, not only did he change the game because when he was playing, he could not dunk. So he developed a sky hook, and he became unstoppable. You know another reason why Kareem is the GOAT, and I'm glad we're talking about it, Black History Month, he changed his name, and he was one of few black athletes to take a stand. When Muhammad Ali was going through his thing with the drafting and not wanting to go to Vietnam, who was right there by his side? Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Gale Sayers, and a couple other more athletes. That's it. What did Michael Jordan do for black history but make a tennis shoe? You know what he did? You know what Mike did? He made crime rise. He made the murder rate go up. Bang, bang. That's the history that he made because people are dying for those tennis shoes. And Kareem, he changed his name. He changed the development of the game. Nobody will ever have a shot like that. I give it to Mike. Don't get it twisted. But when you leave the league.
Wait. Hold on. Did you just say you give it to Mike? That's what you did. That's what you just said. So now you're telling me that Kareem is the best, but you're giving it to Mike?
I'm giving it to Mike only because he changed the economy of the game. He changed how you dressed in the game. He was another transcender. Sort of something like Wilt, sort of something like Kareem, but he just took it over. Now, on my Mount Rushmore, my four guys is Larry, Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's my four. LeBron, he might get there, but I haven't seen enough for him to be on Mount Rushmore. I haven't seen enough, bro. But let me ask you this, switching gears. Who do you got getting the MVP tonight in the sophomore rookie game? Even though they're mixed up, I know they did a draft, Team Hill, Team Weber. Who's going to win, and who do you think is going to get the MVP tonight?
See, that's kind of interesting because it's really a loaded team on each side. So it's going to be a lot of highlights because, you know, these guys are going to really try to, you know, show out tonight as being the first ones to really be represented. So, you know, I like the way the teams are set up, but if I had to choose, man, I guess I would have to choose who are the players again?
Key players, Bradley Beal,
Oh, you know what? You ain't got to say no more. I'm giving the MVP to Anthony Davis. Because Anthony Davis is about to show up. Where they playing at?
New Orleans.
So that's who I'm giving it to. I'm giving it to the hometown homeboy, Unibrow, and watch what he do tonight. He really going to act a fool. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't giving it to nobody else. If that's just for one side. That's Team Weber. And if I had to give it up for somebody on Team Hill, that's Damian Lillard. He came to the All-Star game to do something, and we just might see something special tonight. You know, barring he don't get hurt in none of these events that he's trying in, but you just might see something from that guy, too. So those are my two picks. Who you got?
Victor Oladipo. Victor, you know Anthony Davis going to try to do the Neuer clap tonight. You know he is. But I got, you know what? I take that back. You know what? I'm going to stay Orange Man. Michael Carter Williams. I'm going to stay with Syracuse, man. My guy who went to Syracuse. I'm going with him. I'm going with the rookie. Must be the new guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he pretty exciting to watch, too. Who else?
Like I said, Damian Lillard, we know what he's trying to do. Watch out for Andre Drummond. Watch out for Mr. Drummond from the Pistons. He might put on the show. It's going to be very interesting, Andre Drummond versus Anthony Davis. It's going to be real crucial. Real crucial. It's going to be an interesting game. It's going down. It's going down. No doubt. But let me ask you this, Ro. Tracy McGrady, man, playing baseball. He tried out for a minor league team as a pitcher. Come on, man. I guess when you got money, you could just do anything nowadays, huh?
Well, from what I understand, he's trying out for a minor league team, and he's just out there trying to see if they like what he got. And so far, some of the batters that he has faced, he's pretty impressive. So, you know, that's the minor league. We'll see what happens. But from what I understand, he said it's always been a dream of his. And that's a quote that he gave out when he did his interview the other day. And so looked pretty good. You know, 6'9", long dude, boy, looking pretty with it. I don't know exactly what his, you know, 1, 2, 3 pitches are, you know what I'm saying? But he's in the bullpen. He's trying to fulfill a lifelong dream. And so big ups to T-Mac. Can he do it? I don't know. We'll see. You know, when you're in the minor leagues, and some of them dudes can just coming out of high school, when you start getting double A's, triple A, you know, that's when you start getting rocked. That's where, you know, Michael Jordan changed his mind. You know how it goes. Yeah. Some of them leagues, you got to bat. You better go to a team where he can be, you know, somewhat of a closer. Don't have to be seen too often. You know what I mean? But big ups to T-Mac, man. Hopefully he'll be able to do what he do and make that lifelong dream come true. But, you know, we got to go to a break, man, before we go to the asylum, man. You know, the bar's been shaking, and it's going down this weekend. I can't wait to get B on the line for that entertainment news, man.
Oh, yeah, it's going down. It's going down. And listen to this. Once again, shout out to all the ladies in the world. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. The streets is talking. When we come back, we're going to hit the asylum. Two-part question of the night. What would you give your side piece for Valentine's Day? And the second question, who's really the GOAT, man? Greatest of all time. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Michael Jordan? Don't be biased. Look at your numbers. It's the streets. Let's go.
Vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's
bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose before you realize that it's probably true? Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holler if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now.
We back.
Under the parker, extra cautious now. Hit a six, see up, you fell at it.
The NBA All-Star Weekend. It's Valentine's Day. My man, Derek Jeter, big up, man. What a hell of a career. Hall of Famer. Never has been implicated with steroids. This is his last Major League Baseball season. Big ups to you. And he played with my New York Yankees. Oh! Wow. It's going to be very, very interesting this year for my guy.
Hey, hold up real quick before you go any further. Let me ask you this, man. Do you think that the reason why he's really retiring this year is because he really didn't want to take away any limelight or any retirement issues that, you know, Mariano Rivera was, since he already had announced that he was going out, do you think that Derek Jeter was just like, okay, let me take a back seat and, you know, say that I'm going to retire, you know, next year? You know, so that way I don't interfere or, you know, try to steal the limelight from Rivera as well. Being a Yankee fan that you are.
I don't think so. I think it was a Kobe Bryant issue to me, whereas I think Derek Jeter thought he's, you know, he can still do it. But, like, Father Time will never lose. So I think that the time off and him rehabilitating himself and saw that he cannot be the same Derek Jeter, it was over. Yes, he probably looked at, you know, Mariano and said, wow, you know, my time is coming. But I didn't think it was going to be this soon. So that's what I think. Now, yes, like I said, Kobe Bryant's situation. Watch Kobe. After these 2 years, Kobe was going to ride off into the sunset. That injury. See, when you have big-time injuries like that, that takes 2-3 years out of you. When you break something and farther along in your career, your 10th or 12th year in the league, it's harder to come back. That's just like us, civilians. It's hard for us to come back from a twisted ankle on every day. But, man, let a 12-year-old twist his ankle. Oh man, he snapped back like a you know, shit, like a cat. 3 days he'd be back. So I don't think Mariano Rivera's injury had anything to do with it. I just think that when he rehabbed and he saw that he wasn't going to be himself, it's time to shut him down. Time to shut him down. Now let me ask you this, bro. Let's get back to this basketball. It's basketball season.
So let me say this. LeBron James says he will be one out of the four best of all time players when it's all said and done. Do you agree?
When it's all said and done, he will. His numbers will be, I mean, and they're going to be up there with a lot of the greats. I mean, we talk about Oscar Robertson, you know, the only guy to really average a triple-double for a whole season. And let me tell you something. LeBron is, if he doesn't average a triple-double for a season, you know, anytime within the next few years of his career, you know, it doesn't matter because his numbers are going to definitely be high enough to rank with all the greats as far as, you know, points, rebounds, assists, steals, you know what I'm saying, block shots. This dude, you know, his numbers are going to average out, and they're going to be better than a lot of the greats that have already established and put themselves on that high level, on that Mount Rushmore list. But when it's all said and done, because guess what, man? We really don't know how long this dude going to continue to, you know, play like he's playing. What if he can play like this for all his career? You know what I'm saying? Not saying that he could just average 27, 28 points, you know, a game for his whole career. But what if he could really just, you know, average about anywhere between 24 and 28 points a game? Hell, 24 and 30. Because he can just go off of them if he wants to. You know what I'm saying? So, man, when it's all said and done, when he finally sit him down and just say, I'm done, man, unless something freaky happens, you know, like you say, a broke leg, an ACL, an Achilles, you know, we don't want anything to happen to this dude because we know how much of a machine he is. But, you know, if he don't have any injuries, just like just some regular injuries, man, that dude's numbers are going to be 38,000 might be tough. He'll be close, but I don't think he's going to get 38,000, even with the three-pointer. What you think? Who you for on the Mount Rushmore? I'd give it to MJ, Bird, and Magic, like you said. I mean, Kareem, yeah. Can I ask you this? Can Magic and Bird be counted as one, or do we have to count them two separate? Because they came in together, and they did this. They did their thing together. You know what I mean? It was just East Coast, West Coast. That's all it was.
Just like when you die, you get one coffin. No, you cannot put them together. No one can. That's just like, well, what am I going to do in this? In certain eras, I'm going to put guys together. I can't do it, bro. I just can't do it. I got to put those three, and I said it was Kareem. Now, who I could say could be another person to go on that mountain besides Kareem, the people might, you know, not feel me on this, but Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, I think he should go up there because he has done a lot for the game. And, wow, he's made when you make rule changes for the game, you know, he was the reason why they started the zone, the reason why you can't foul after 2 minutes or, you know, you get the shots and the ball out. The Hacker Shaq, it's a lot of things that man did for the NBA. So, and then I want to say this. Jerry West, the logo of the league, we don't even have him as our top four.
And he's still on the jersey. I know what you mean, man. We need to have that Jordan sign on the jerseys, man. You got to give it to the GOAT, man. It's Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to the, man. I can't wait to get to the asylum, man, because I can't believe what you told me earlier, man, about Kareem, man. You think, I know it's Black History Month, man, but you hurt my heart, man. You know we were buying Jordans before we start buying some Kareems and some whatever, whoever else you want. But Elijah was, man, come on, man. Call Malone. I ain't got no Shaq shoes. Come on, man. Talk about Kareem. And the sky hook. I don't care about that sky hook. Let me take that back. I do care about the sky hook because it was pretty. But at the same time, man, he ain't the GOAT. What's the GOAT? Now, let's take it to the chef because you know he cooking up something. Y'all take it out there, man, to Pittsburgh, man, and see what's going on because I got to know who he want to say who the GOAT is. And if he go off the wall and say Karl Malone, I'm going to walk to Pittsburgh and dump his soup over.
Streets!
Yo, chef, what's the deal, baby? It's Streets time. What's happening?
Oh, man, Valentine's Day special edition. What's up, ladies? Hey. What's up?
The show. What's up? What the deal, baby?
Oh, man, I'm with my side piece right now. What's up? Man, oh, man, the Streets is talking, man. If y'all see me, don't say nothing. Nothing. I'm at Bahama Breeze right now on my little side piece, man. I'm about to get away from her, you know. You know, the Streets is talking,
oh,
man.
Really?
Yeah, the Streets
man,
is talking.
Man, that's what's up, man. I'm glad you out there, man, having a ball, man. You know, enjoy your three-day weekend, man. But, you know, we got to talk about this here, man. First things first, brother. We talking about who is the GOAT. Greatest of all time of this here NBA because it is the NBA All-Star Weekend. And, you know, me and L Boogie was talking last night as we were getting preparing for the show today, talking about, you know, can Kobe really catch Mike? And then after looking at where Kareem stood, we like, okay, and since LeBron brought it up, who are your four top players that you would put on Mount Rushmore? That's question number two. But who is the GOAT of the NBA?
Oh, man. Y'all, listen, y'all getting beside me. Ooh, y'all just dump it on me like this? On Valentine's Day? Ooh.
Man, it ain't no, it's a whole bunch of love going out, but Cupid just going to bust one or two of them. This
bang, bang.
Ain't no love. Listen, first and foremost is it ain't no love going on. It's a lot of infidelity going on. It's a lot of deception going on. This was going on. This is Valentine's Day. Yes, man, we not going to give this day too much credit. Listen, this day is to show what type of dog-ass people we are. So, you know, we creatures. We gentlemen. We, no, listen, women is creatures. We are beasts. So it's just letting us know what type of beasts we are. That's what's going on. So, man, you know, I feel... Streets question of the night, first one that the top dog, I don't, man, I'm going with Magic. I'm sorry. 6'10", ball handling skills, leader, man, points, assists, rebounds, shots, screen winning shots. He played against the greatest. Man, I got Magic number one. I got
Magic number one.
I got Magic.
Five titles, went to
five
nine NBA
titles. And he played with that shit. So, yeah, I got Magic as being number one.
Over Mike?
Man, he played with that shit, T-Row. Man,
yeah,
we come, ain't we in the streets? Is we ain't just the streets, man? I applaud.
This is
streets,
baby.
I'm
not knocking you.
I love Magic Johnson. My favorite
Magic,
player. My favorite Michigan. Player ever to do it. That's just my personal grade. But I'm just looking at the numbers, and I just had to pose it. I just look at Kareem, and I look at Michael Jordan as far as the numbers, six MVPs, 11 NBA, you know what I'm saying, all pros.
Kareem
and listen to
Kareem
this. Don't
count, though, man. We're going to get Kareem out of this conversation. Let's talk about Mike and Magic. We're going to get Kareem out of the conversation. He's 8 feet. Man, he's supposed to have been doing what he was doing.
Exactly. He was meditating all along the way, messing around with Bruce Lee. He better have played 20-plus years, huh?
He was soft, though. Let's be honest, man. He was soft.
Hold up.
He was
Come
soft.
Come on, man. Kareem,
he was soft.
Bro.
He was soft.
What?
I mean, listen, man. That's my own personal opinion. I ain't here to sit up and take your acceptance, C-Row. I don't care about what your opinions say. That's why I'm controversy. I like Magic. Magic got five NBA championships. He played for Michigan State, a rival from Ohio State. So you hear what I'm saying? Like, come on, let's be honest. Dude, man, was the true Man, I ain't get, man, his numbers speak for itself. And he played, what, 13, 14 NBA seasons? What's the exact
Yeah, and
he played
in 10 finals.
Yeah, man, come on, man. Jordan ain't do that. Man, listen, Magic.
He would have if his father wouldn't have got killed.
Man, how man? That's his excuse. Man, come on, T-Row. It's a would've, it'd've, should've, could've, whatever, man. Magic number one. Mike number two. Now we might sit up here and say Kareem, but I got Shaquille over Kareem. I got Shaq over Kareem. And I'm going to tell you my fourth one. Hey, the streets, I don't care what y'all feel about this one. My fourth one is my favorite NBA player of all time, Tim Duncan. That's my fourth. That's my fault.
Yeah.
That's my Mount Rushmore. If you want me to be honest, Tim Duncan should be number one. Because if you look at, if you ever look at the NBA basketball, NBA basketball is built off fundamentals. If you want to be honest.
That's why they call it the big fundamental.
Let's be honest. You know, just don't sit up here and say he the greatest power forward to ever touch the ball. You got to put him as the greatest big man to ever touch the ball because of the way he changed the game himself. Mr. Wake Forest himself, man, number 21, how he just came in and captured title by title by title by titles. Come on, man. You know, the streets is talking. I'm talking. I'm chicken talking tonight. I'm letting y'all know. As it being Valentine's Day, I've been waiting for y'all to say something. Hey, can I say the big dummy of the night, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey, Darren Sharpin. You are the biggest dummy that ever walked this line. Listen, it's Valentine's Day. You got all that spread, and you doing dumb mistakes, man. You drugging and raping females. Who does that? You deserve life, you big, stupid dummy. I was waiting for you guys. Listen, you see, I called at 7:40. I was waiting for you guys to get up and talk about this. I called before y'all was even at the mic. I was waiting for y'all to talk about Darren Sharpen. Hey, Darren Sharpen, listen, man. You got that Tampa fever in you, and you letting it progress over your mentality. Listen, I don't respect you, brother. You taking the na-nas.
Yeah, I was going to touch on that at the second second hour. But yeah, Darren Sharper has been arrested or has been charged with counts of rape and what was the other count, Ro?
Drugging.
It was drugging and rape. Yeah, he did to Rick Ross. What's that song you don't even know? I put a body in the champagne. She ain't even know it.
Hey, man, come on, man. You in your 40s and you doing things, man. Come on, man. You making it hard for brothers as, man, and, you know, anybody who has a face, as your man, your Florida State man's in them, man. You know, I don't even like saying his name. But your Florida, you got people in his position going through type of controversy because of the things that y'all, man, I don't know, man. He is
absolutely
fucking. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Did y'all believe that Syracuse shot that just happened, man, a couple days ago? Did y'all see that coming?
Oh. When the East is in the house, oh, my God, oh, my God. Of course I did. He's the best point guard in the nation. Bar none. I watched him. I see him, and they talk about all these guys. He's the reason why Mr. Wiggins was the player he was. Like they say in the streets, you as good as the people around you. So my man, Mr. Enos, made that guy better.
Man, he hurt my soul when he did that. I was up talking. You know, I was up talking like I told y'all to go get popped. Wichita State, I can't wait to call the streets on Friday. Boy, listen, I'm hollering. And he came up, he took one dribble. He took another dribble. He crossed up, took another one. He dribbled one more. And then when he popped that mother, I said, God damn it. Look at my face. Look at their faces. The Pittsburgh. And listen,
look at their faces. Look at their faces.
Who? The Pittsburgh faces they had, the faces they see, the faces I seen, I was hurt, but I just just wanted Syracuse to go down so I could say Wichita State was the last survivor. But they was hurt. They ran about my restaurant. They started kicking bottles down the street. They was ready to fight the police. You had Jerome Bettis come on the scene. Big Ben came out of nowhere. Come on. You got Tomlin out there, all type of controversy going on. And I'm like, oh, my God. Let me sit up here and bring my camcorder out. Man, listen, man. That was the greatest shot, man, I've probably seen in a long time, man. That was
speaking of shots like that, did you see the faces after LeBron hit the game winner in Golden State?
So what? Who cares, man? If you care, I don't care. What? You know, who cares, man? You know, I'm gonna give props to
Cleveland.
When he hit that shot, I said, who cares? But, you know, that was a magnificent shot on the lean back side, on the Fat Joe side, on the lean back side. He linked with it, though. He put that accurate swag in it. He had his New York. Hey, listen, he must have hope in the building. When he hit that shot, he linked with it just a little bit. And he brushed it off his shoulder. Man, great shot, man.
Yeah,
I didn't think.
I didn't think that, honestly, I thought that was kind of the streets can be upset at me and say I'm hating, but I thought that was a lucky shot compared to Mr. Enos' shot, which looked real good. I just thought Bronny threw it up there, and it went in. I think he was even shocked.
Yeah, he was. You see, he ain't do his trademark until like 5 minutes afterwards. He ain't start.
Right.
You know, he didn't do that
right,
off
the rip. Pump down.
Yeah. You know, he wasn't even supercharged.
Let me ask you this. Derek Jeter, one of the greatest to me that ever did it. What's your opinion about him going into this is his last hoorah of his career, his last season coming up?
Man, one of the greatest that ever did it. Hands down, man. I got to give all the credit is due. You know, since I've been watching baseball, it's only a couple of players that have stuck out to me. John Smoke, Randy Johnson. Who else? Who was it? Somebody who I just admired for so many years. Man, Derek Jeter, man. And, you know, I liked it, Samuel, but, you know, Samuel was good for, like, home runs. But I'm talking about all around the game. Like, you know, Ken Griffey. You know, it's just like, you know, man, Derek Jeter got all the respect because, he wasn't too loud. He just came out and did what he loved to do, and he was a well-poised gentleman. Like, you know, I commend him for all the qualities that he did to the game and what he brought to the game for the future generations. You see, a lot of people could sit up here and look at his career stats and look at the way how he played the game and bite off that into their own transition as what they want to be. So, man, you know, big ups to him, man. It's respected.
No doubt. Let me ask you this last question of the night. We know it's All-Star break weekend. Who you got winning the MVP All-Star game?
Oh.
On Sunday.
Oh, wait. Hey, listen, L. Book, man, when you said something earlier, man, with the rookies and the sophomores, man, when you first gave your first answer, I say, man, you know what, man? Only wise minds think alike, man. When you say VO, I say, man, how he thinking what I'm thinking? What he know that I know? Who he been talking to? Who his snitches is? Is we paying the same people? Cause if we paying the same people, guess what? One of us just stopped paying them. I got VO on the rookies and the sophomores. That Victor boy, yes, man, that Indiana man, he's going to come out and he's going to show y'all why that he's being very decidable as rookie of the year. Like, yes, man.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell y'all somebody who I think that's going to do it on the All-Star game, though. Y'all might call me crazy. You know, I come out with all type of assumptions. I do all the controversy that is need to be done. But I got one player who I really think is about to outcast this whole 2014 NBA All-Star game. And I'm about to tell y'all why. Please watch out for Carmelo Anthony. He's looking for the money.
He ain't about to do shit.
Man, when a man chasing the money, when he's chasing, did you hear how he talked it earlier? Man, he talked it like he was just all for New York, like he ain't about to pull a Houdini on New York. Is they serious? Stephen A. Smith came in and said they just despise the New York team, that they don't have no type of money that can come in the 2014 and 2015 season, and they cannot sit up here and do nothing to the 2015 season. There is nothing promising from the coaches or the players in New York. The only thing they got going for them is that young man, Tim Hardaway Jr. So guess what? He's about to show, he might put 100 up tomorrow. What you talking about, T-Row? What you talking about? He might put 100 up tomorrow. Is you serious? Is you serious, T-Row? Man, I'm going with Carmelo Anthony. That's my pick. That's my pick.
Carmelo Anthony, you got my what? My Knickerbocker. I guess that's the only thing we can win. Is an MVP in the All-Star game. We can't even make the playoffs. You talking about playoffs?
Hey, you heard? Hey, L. Bud. Hey, listen. When Stephen A. Smith was talking about the Knicks earlier, I was about to glide you. I was about to send my text to, just in case if you missed it, go on YouTube and find it somewhere. Man, he just disrespected the Knickerbocker organization. You would swear it was Walt Frazier's days. Like, man, oh, my God. I'm like, look at L. Bud's face. Let's put this on Instagram. Once he hear this. Oh, hey, the Asylum. All my Cleveland fans, man, I hope y'all took about the winning streak. You know, when we shake up organizations, we just get the winning. Shout out to the Cleveland Cavs, flat out. Shout out to the Cleveland Cavs.
Their first.
Kyrie and
them. Shout out to the Cleveland Cavs. That was their first four-game winning streak since the era of LeBron James.
Sound like a hater. Look at you. You just can't wait. Let's talk about your weak-ass Nick. Man, all right. You right. You see what I'm saying? Look, yeah, no, I'm not doing it tonight, man. The streets is talking, man. Shout out to all the people who showed me love on this Valentine's Day. Y'all worked me for 36,236 dozens of chocolate strawberries, white chocolate strawberries, customized strawberries. I salute everybody. We got them all out. You know, I still got a couple more orders left. When I sit up here and drop who I'm with off right now. You know, I'm out here, man. I'm out here. I'm doing a little salsa. I'm doing a little slow dances. I got my condoms in my pocket, so ain't no baby coming in the picture. You know, I just want to let y'all know the streets is talking. And, ladies, I got more chocolate strawberries left. So if you want to sit up here and taste one, call me.
Damn. And don't forget, Sean.
Tell a friend.
And on Valentine's Day, we're going to tell a whole bunch of more girlfriends.
You know, hey, listen. Hey, T-Row, what'd you say? L Boogie ain't got no Valentine? I don't either. We ain't telling her herself, baby. We ain't telling her herself. And I ain't buying my side chick nothing. She gonna get this corned beef sandwich. She gonna get these Lay's potato chips. And she gonna drink this Arizona. And she gonna be happy. And I love y'all, man. Enjoy y'all Valentine's Day, man. Hey, listen, I know y'all went to that Arizona State and that Arizona game. I know y'all got some cooking. I know you two guys, man. Let me catch that on Instagram, L Boogie T-Row. I know what's going on. I got my stitches.
Just keep your eyes posted, man. You never know where a boy film might be. You know what I mean?
Hey, mama T-Row. Happy Valentine's Day, sweetheart. The streets, we gone, man. I love y'all.
Man.
The chef.
Always doing it big, huh, El Boogie?
He's always cooking, man. I know he's not from the state of Texas, but he does it big, too. He said his Mount Rushmore was Timmy D, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Shaquille O'Neal. When we come back from the commercial break, we got somebody else coming to the asylum. D-Mac, we see you, baby. Hey, yo, Caleb, I see you. That's one of my youngest, man. He's going to be a star one day. We're going to get him on the air tonight. After the show, I'm to New Orleans. Let's go.
Was on the pole and they going up and down. I sip out my cup to make me calm down. I'm a fly Brooklyn bitch, but when I'm in Atlanta, I be sticking rhymes in the thong, hit it with bandana. I'ma play that cat like it was played by King Canna. Bitch, I hit you up, bandana for a recap. My hang, I'm a freak, girl. Watch me take a peek, girl. Touching on your nipples, mighty long. Take a sleep, girl. Wanna introduce you, take my mighty long. You dance a song, they can take your arm. Not enough. What you hiding in that dress? Curiosity is killing me. When you hit the stage, tell them all niggas you feel me.
Let me see you do it. Let me see you do it. She said
Monday night, Atlanta child, and they say all the hoes ain't magic. See, no, I'm no David Copperfield, but I'm sure I can pull up rabbit. See, I'm adamant when I see something I want, I reach out and grab it. Like this cannabis that I'm blowing, bust the package, boy, it's cherry kush. Thank you, smelly musk, but this is the only hairy bush that I would like to put my lips on. I like that pussy Brazilian wax with the nips showing. Tiptoeing the high heels of her bare feet, and she down with some major dick blowing. Yep. How many licks does it take to get to the bottom of a tootsie roll? What? Pop or the wiggle when it explodes. In her mouth, boy, that's cold. Colder than Shaquille O'Neal from the free throw line. And I'm a peaceful person, so she wanted to give me peace of mind. Now it appears that I am brain dead. My legs feel like Joe from Family Guy because she got insane head. Call me crazy, but nowadays it seems like nothing is sacred. Oh, well, already got me somebody to play with.
Streets. That's for all the players, pimps, and hustlers. When you tell your side piece, and she better say, okay. Oh yeah. The streets, you back with T. Rose, Jewel, the G, and your host L Boogie. Man, the asylum going crazy, man. Yo. We had a couple female callers in, man. We had the host from this, the ladies' locker room. We're going to try to get her back on the line from a female perspective. She on, you know, nostaticradio.com, and it comes on 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. Check her out. Like my man said, it paid in full. You know how the snitches be when they go, you know what I mean, try to get with somebody who called. And he is snitch. And I say, hey, yo, man, that's kind of funny how you doing. Oh, man, that's cool, man. They're my peoples. Validated. Hey, yo, I'm getting sick of this Richie Incognito and this Jonathan Martin situation, too, man. I'm starting to get sick of it. I think he's soft, man. You soft, ghoul. Just don't play football no more. You know what you signed up for when you got involved. Just say it. Just come out. Do the R. Kelly. Just come out the closet, man. For real. Let's go to the asylum. I don't want to waste no more time. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
You know what time it is, man. You know, we got our other brother coming in, man. D-Mac been checking us out all show. You know, man, it's just been wild, man. And D-Mac, man, welcome to the asylum on this Fanatic Friday, man. You know it's your boy, El Boogie and T-Roller getting it in, big brother. What's going on, man?
Well, so, man, fellas, how y'all doing, man? Y'all blazing tonight, baby. The show is hot.
Man, appreciate that, man. We just trying to keep up with all the NBA All-Star Weekend festivities, man, and do the show at the same time. Can't wait to get up out of here so I can try to shoot down to Tempe. El Boogie trying to get one of them buddy pass to fly out to New Orleans to do covers Monday. You know, it's just crazy, man, but... It's Friday, you know how we doing,
Cadillac. I know the streets is talking straight from the streets gonna be down there, and they doing their thing, representing and partying and kicking it, man. I know how y'all do it, baby. I wish I was with y'all, man.
Hold on, D Mac.
I was on mute. Go back. My fault, D-Mac.
We good? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can. Streets is talking. This is El Boogie and D-Mac. Who is this?
This D-Mac, baby.
You on two lines?
I don't know. I'm just on this line, baby.
Hold on, D-Mac. I was trying to see something real fast. But let me ask you this. We've been talking about the GOAT. So who do you think?
Can everybody on the air hear me, El Boogie?
Yes, they can. The world can hear you.
Where my boy T at?
T-Row there. He's checking the assignment.
You know what it is. Your boy T-Row right here. What's up with it, D-Mac? I'm on the line, too, man. We got to go. All
right, we good to go. I want to make sure I got my big brothers with me, man.
So who's your Mount Rushmore? Who's your four?
Well, before we talk about the Mount Rushmore, L Boogie, let's talk about who the GOAT is, man. It's only one GOAT.
Yeah, do that.
It's only one GOAT. You know what I'm saying? And that's your man, Delmar, a.k.a. D-Mac Henderson. But for this show, you know what I'm saying, and what y'all representing, I got to go with my boy MJ, man, Michael Jeffrey Jordan, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my man. I heard my big brother put out all the stats of everybody and this and that. And T-Row, I'm in agreement, man. All that stuff go out the window, man, because at the end of the day, in the football Mount Rushmore, they probably going to put Peyton Manning up there. You know what I'm saying? So my Mount Rushmore air boogie is, number one, Michael Jordan. Number two, Magic Irving Johnson. Number three, which I heard nobody talk about and even say, and he did his thing in the ABA and the NBA, and he has a ring because it's not about stats. It's about who brings what to the game, who is doing what they do, who is balling out, Dr. J. So I have MJ, Magic, Dr. J, and I got Bill Russell, man, because y'all putting all these stats out there. So we go get on stats. Let's talk about that 11th
Bill
ring NBA championship he got. You know what I'm saying? And the reason I'm saying Bill Russell, T-Roy, because, I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played until he was 50. And then in that era of the game, Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Kareem. Man, they were the tallest players in the game. You know what I'm saying? So while L Boogie, a.k.a. Skip Bayes, is sitting up there trying to hate on Mike, and that's what you were doing, L Boogie, man, the eras are different. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody, if you want to put your favorite player up there, okay, I'm going to take Bill Russell out, T-Roy. I'm going to put my favorite player up there, and that's Kobe Bryant. So let's change that. It's Michael Jordan, Magic, Dr. J, and Kobe Bryant. Let's go.
That's done. Because Kobe's career is almost over, said and done. You know, Father Time is creeping up on him. And well, I think once he passed Mike, he might have a shot at getting that Karl Malone. But, man. You know, it's going
to
be tough, man.
You got to look at this, too, T. Man, they play different positions, man. The position that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played is not as strenuous and not as bad. You bang in the paint and you do all that stuff, but when you 7'3" and the next dude that just as tall as you is 6'9", 6'11", 6'10", come on now. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Dr. J, they guard the best players of the game. They running up and down the court. They doing way more than Kareem is doing. So the position, Kareem is a pitcher. Why do you think pitchers play until they're 50 years old? You know what I'm saying? The position he plays.
Let me say this.
And all that stuff allowing him to play that long. And then you can say what you want to. LeBron James, I'm not hating, and I don't wish the bad on nobody, but he's going to get injured, man. He's going to get injured. If it's next year or later on down his career, as we get older, and all us three guys know, because we all are athletes and we play damn near every sport there is, you're going to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? LeBron James is a beast right now. He's doing his thing. The only person that I ever seen that was not injury prone was in baseball, Cal Ripken Jr. And
right.
Cal Ripken in baseball is not as strenuous as football, as tennis, and as basketball. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, God willing, LeBron James can do his thing and do this and that, but you know, I think it'll happen, man. Kobe Bryant, like Boogie said, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, depending on how long they play, even without their injuries, they probably wouldn't be his point. You know what I'm saying? But look at the different eras, man. Look at the eras that they played in. Look at the different players and stuff. That was, man, you had Dominique Wilkins. You had Clyde Drexler. You had Akeem Olajuwon, Karl Malone, Charles Barkley coming up. I mean, man, you had so many players back then, Isaiah Thomas. I mean, the game was different in the 80s, man. You know what I'm saying? From when Kareem and them, and the position he played, he could play older fellas. You know what I'm saying? It allowed him to play a longer time. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this, D-Mac. Kobe got a 3-year head start on Kareem, and he still ain't going to catch Kareem because Kareem played, 4 years. You know what I'm saying? He played his whole 4-year career at UCLA.
Look at the players. Look at who was in the game. Look how tall he was. Who could stop him? We can't help it that God made him 7'3", and everybody else there that got together to, you know, do it. You know, in Texas nowadays in football, hey, look. That boy over there, that woman over there, that girl over there, y'all going to breed and y'all going to make these seeds, man. We going to make these cornbread bread people. That's what they do nowadays in Texas. You know what it is, T. That's where you from, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make these athletes, man. I mean, we can play Monday morning quarterback all day long. You know what I'm saying? The chef should have Tim Duncan.
Yes, he should.
No, he shouldn't.
He should have him on Mount.
Man, if you gonna go on Westmore, you always wear out. No, I didn't say nothing about Tim Elijah Ron. Tim Elijah Ron should be on Westmore before Tim Duncan come up here.
No,
Russell has to be number one on there then. And T. Ray shut me down like, I'm Bill Russell. So I changed it. Let's keep it 100.
Let me say this before I let you go, D Mac. I'm gonna say one thing. All those guys you mentioned, Michael Jordan, Julius Erving, Kobe Bryant, all those guys dribbled the ball 90% of the time. Kareem had to get someone to throw him the ball. His field goal percentage was 55. He didn't dunk. He made 11 first-team all-defense. You mean to tell me that he's soft?
You're not going to convince me, El Boogie Boo Meeks. It's not going to happen.
Wow.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, so let me ask
and
you.
Listen,
let me ask
y'all
this one more question.
Look, the chef got more time than me.
I got to get you to the next question, D-Mac. Now, you should be very familiar with, you should be understanding this question, street question of the night. What do you get your side piece for Valentine's Day?
I'm in the house with the wife. We chilling. We ain't doing nothing. D-Mac on lockdown today, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm on lockdown today, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
Mama had to put in some work today. She worked 12 hours. You know what I'm saying? She said, stop at the state store. Got my bottle of Remy, my VSOP. So I'm sitting up here watching this rookie game and listening to my big brother, dog. The streets is talking, baby, and we hot tonight. So that's what I'm doing for Valentine's Day. You know, me and my wife, man, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day. And for everybody in the world, man, if you got a special person in your life, you don't need no special day to do anything. That's for the ladies, for the men. If you got a significant other in your life and you love that person, you do it just because. You know what I'm saying? You don't need Valentine's Day. You don't need Sweeter Day. You don't need birthday. You don't need Christmas or nothing like that. So everybody in the land, man, it's your boy D-Back, man. If you got a loved one, a side piece or whatever, man, don't let it be a holiday that somebody invented up or whatever like that. You do it just because. When you go to the store shopping for yourself or for your kids or something like that, you bring mama some home too, man. So that come from your boy D-Mac, man.
There you have it, D-Mac. We appreciate you. And D-Mac, you know the show going to be so hot on Monday. Our one-year anniversary, our birthday, President's Day. We going live. It's going to be real.
Hey, big brother, I told you, man, your brother been traveling a little bit, seeing the world, and, you know, I was in lockup a little bit, but, man, I'm not missing no more shows, man. I don't care where I'm at, man. I can be in lockup, I can be in the hall, I can be wherever I'm at. Man, I'm like my boy the chef, man. I'm stepping out the building, man. If it's for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, I got to talk to my big bros, man. I love y'all, man. The show is hot. You know, I'm tuning in. El Boogie, man, put me in that round tonight, boy.
No doubt. And you just keep telling a friend to tell a friend. And even on Valentine's Day, tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I got y'all. T-Roy, I love you, big bro.
No doubt. He hear you. He over here. You know what T-Roy doing. And you got too much in that cup, D-Mac, tonight.
Much love, D-Mac. You know your boy was out here. Man, I'm checking you out, baby. My bad. You know what your boy doing, man. So you know what it is. Happy Valentine to you and yours, El Boogie. We got to go to a quick break. Before this happy Valentine's Day, El Boogie, I got a song for you, homie. You gonna love this one. Watch this. Watch this. Don't be mad.
Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, later on in the show, we got Freestyle Friday. Make sure you stay on the line, man. Kevin, if I see you, we're going to get you in.
and to raise a family. If there's any doubt in your mind, you can count on me. I'll never let you down, lady, believe in me. You and I will never fall apart. You and I, we knew right from the start.
Oh, man. Jodeci. Oh, yeah. You already know. Just for Dan Sharper while he putting Molly's and Braun's drinks, man. We most definitely going to get Pook in, man. We got to get a female into the asylum. You know what I mean? Because it's Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? I had to miss, you know what I mean? Miss, you know, from the ladies' locker room. But, you know, it's Valentine's Day, so she just told me she going into the movies. She going with her boo to the movies. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Z. Don't worry. You know, you don't have to be scared to get in the asylum with the guys. Now, we got to hear that female perspective, for real, for real. We love to hear that.
especially this Dan Sharper situation. You got to guard your dreams. Darren, you're on NFL Network. Darren, you get a pension. Darren, you want a ring. Darren, you play with the Green Bay Packers. You might go to the Hall of Fame. What's wrong with you, Darren? She must have really been hot for you to just, I gotta have her. Like Puffy say, take that, take that, take that. You had to do that, did you? I don't think that was validated, Darren. This is the streets. You're an athlete. If you have to, pull out your gold card, man. But you know what, talk. I know you smell the money. Come on, Darren. Can't believe this. That's a lot going on nowadays. So everybody, watch your dreams. You never know what's going to happen. Can't believe it. Then you have Roger Goodell. Streets is talking. We're talking about money. Guess how much he made this year? Well, 2013, the NFL season, he made $44.2 million. Him alone. Did you hear me, world? He made $44.2 million. Hey, yo, Roger, the year before, you took a pay cut.
Really? He took that $1 million.
He took the $1 million. Yeah, he made back for it, though. 44 this year.
What the hell's going on around here?
And they just want to give all the players $775 million for the concussions settlement. Yeah, I think they might have opened that back up. I was agreeing with the NFL, but I don't know now where Roger Goodell give $44 million a year.
There you go. I told you it wasn't enough.
Yo, Ro, who we got in the asylum, man? We got a special guest, man. Can we get one of my students in the asylum tonight, man?
Man, you know what it is, man. Let's go, 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 man.
Can you hear me, Kayla? Okay, let me ask you this. MVP of the All-Star game on Sunday. Who do you got? We have some technical difficulties. We echoing. Even you're echoing right now, Kayla. I said you're echoing, but let me ask you this before. Let me go to a commercial. Let me go to a commercial.
I'm lit, so go on and light it, roll it up, ignite it. One time for all my niggas that dreamed it, then real-lifed it. I swear I've been through everything in life but a coffin. They saying sky's the limit, how, bitch, I'm moonwalking. And my middle name Michael Ho. Success is my idol and being broke is my rival. But it's cool cause I got the title, ho. See, I just want my fantasies.
the real life. You got everything, tell me what it feel like. Motherfuck the radio, if I can't hear mine. They get a wrong niggas more airtime than airlines. Is you feeling me? If not, you feel my energy. See, I know I'ma make it, but even if I don't feel bad. Cause honestly, all these times that I had, those will be the best memories. Give up what you love for who you love, or lose your girlfriend to groupie love. Everywhere I go, I get a group of hugs. That's what happens when they need connections and you the plug. How many trends you gotta set so you consider great? How many missed calls?
We trying to get it together. You know it's Valentine's Day. The devil can't stop greatness.
I'm eating in the world where I'm considered bait.
We giving out love today. We gonna not be negative. We giving our love. It's love. Love is love. Blessed love. Blessed love.
I'm praying that he make it. Wishing we could go back.
I don't know why I keep echoing.
No, L Boogie, here's what it is. It's not us. I think Caleb is sitting right next to his laptop or something, man. Hey, Caleb, if you're sitting right next to your laptop, man, you got to shut the laptop down because you're too close. That's why it's bouncing, because there's a bad bounce, bad vibe going on. That's why everybody was echoing. You know what I'm saying? You remember how we had that problem when we first started about a year ago, L Boogie?
Yeah, we had that problem. We thought it was sweet. We all up on the computer. We echoing.
We had too much jumping off. You remember what I mean? So, yeah, that's what it is, Caleb. So if you on a laptop or something, man, try to shut that down. You got your phone. Just work with your phone, man. That's the only way we can do that, because we can't have you bouncing.
Or go to another room.
Exactly. Go to another room. Yeah, go down the street. Get in the street. Go down the street. Go get in the car.
But until we get Caleb in, man, can we get Pook in, man?
Oh, you know for sure we can get Big Sister in, man. Yo, Pook. Happy Valentine's Day, Pook. You in London down there in the AZ world. You know what it is. It's strictly from the streets. How's your Valentine's Day today, sis?
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Man, happy Valentine's Day to my sister, man. What the deal, Pooh?
Man, ain't nothing going on. Just trying to stay out the way and not get caught by all my sad pieces.
Even in one hunt.
So, I'm laying low.
I'm telling all of them I'm busy.
That's what's up. Now let me ask you this. You know, it's Valentine's Day. So what's some of the things that might have been a memorable Valentine's for you?
You know what? To be honest, if I really had a memorable Valentine's Day, that means a person would still be around. dudes really ain't creative enough for me, so maybe my standards are a little too high, because dinner and a movie, I mean, we can do that any day. But to be totally honest, I'm not really, like, all into Valentine's Day like that for you to be like, you gotta do this, you gotta give me flowers, you gotta, you know, it's so much pressure on the man to do something on this day, he might be scared. I went to the barber shop today, and it was some dudes up in there hiding out, because they didn't want to face the fact that it's Valentine's Day, because they didn't want to get in trouble. But they're going to get in trouble anyway, because they hiding out. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
What did Denzel Washington say on training day? What a day. What a day.
But here's the thing. So for the question of the day, what you've been asking the men, you know, the problem is y'all men treating the side chick like the main chick. The side chick need to know her place. You don't do no equal, you know, equality with the side chick. She don't get no love. All you getting is shot with is a text message. That's it.
Just a text
message. That's all
you're
getting today.
That's it.
And you lucky to get that. But other than that, why would you get her flowers, roses, or try to get with her during the day so you can be with your main chick during the night? That's when all the drama gets started. You got to be all the way honest and all the way real with a sad chick. You a sad chick, know your place, stay in your lane. Major holidays, you get no acknowledgement, period.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you about some entertainment. And my Twitter and my Instagram and my Facebook, the Facebook has been going crazy. What's up with this new Nicki Minaj song?
You know what? Nicki is saying what we all been saying. She just got a bigger platform
that?
To say it on. Man, these dudes
that?
Out here just be trying to do the most and ain't doing nothing. When she said, one bottle ass, huh?
I said they're MBG, nothing but garbage.
Yes, when she said, one bottle ass niggas, I fell out because I have experienced that, okay? I have met some guys. Okay, they trying to, you know, we got a VIP come to my section, da 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 da. I'm like, okay, I get over there, you got one bottle and it's like 10 of y'all. What am I going to do with that? I ain't going to do nothing. You want to give me a little Dixie cup to get a little sip? That's about it. So I'm feeling that song because it's so real, because dudes be hollering. But they really hollering.
You stole my line.
I think I made that line up. You took it from me.
You be hollering, but they don't really be hollering.
No, not at all. So I'm loving that song. I know the dudes, you know, they got their little nose turned up, but it is what it is. I mean, it's dudes out here that be fronting and ain't doing nothing. Don't invite me to your section. You got one bottle of Sky Vodka. Get your ass out of here.
Streets.
It ain't even top shelf, man. It ain't even top shelf.
Right.
Wow. Man, as usual, man, we love having you on the show. Tell my niece, baby girl, tell her I said happy Valentine's Day. I know she had to make all the cards for all her classmates today. So tell her I said I love her and happy Valentine's Day. Uncle says happy Valentine's Day.
Will do. She got a loose tooth and she got 5 A's this week.
Ooh. Oh, man. So you already know. That means she's growing up and you're getting old.
Yeah. I'm getting wiser. Fine as wine, baby.
What did Prime Time say? Is everything fine? He say, just like wine. You can't rush Prime. So we ain't gonna rush your Prime, baby.
I love y'all.
Love you.
I love you too. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend. And in your case, no homo, tell a whole bunch of guy friends.
That boy crazy.
We in the streets, man. Who else we got going into the silent row? We back, we ready, man. Oh, we about to go into a commercial. When we come back from the commercial, we going to see if we can get some more people in the asylum. Then you know it's Freestyle Friday. You already know. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Let's go.
Justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good. There lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Good night. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
We back!
Knock him out the box, Rick.
Valentine's Day edition. The streets is talking. Everybody got a story. And you know, we always knocking them out the box. You already know. T-Row L Boogie. If you want to send a comment to us, man, get at us on Facebook, man. The streets is talking. Who the MVP of the All-Star game on Sunday? Who the GOAT? Everybody has an opinion. Yo, happy Valentine's Day to everybody, all the women in the world. If you ain't got love or getting love, you know the streets, T-Row, L, Boogie, and G. We love you, baby. Ro, it's Friday. I'm going to the ASU U of A game. I'm on. We're going to get down there, and after that, I'm catching the red out of New Orleans.
Yeah, that's how you rack up them traveler miles, baby. That's how you do it. We got to keep you busy, man. We got to keep you up there with Juel. You ain't got as many freaking fly miles as Juel. Juel, stay on it, you know what I mean? So that's how we get down with the get down, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, we got to be busy, man. We got to get to Tempe, man. Check it out, see what's going on. You know what I mean? Catch a little shuttle bus down there. Don't even have to drive. Just drive downtown, you know what I'm saying? And then jump off. Get on the little flyway highway, you know what I mean, through the little undercut, no stops, you know what I mean? Ain't going to make it down there to Tempe, see what happens. Hopefully ASU can pull an upset. Oregon beat U of A, but ASU beat Oregon. And, man, don't make sense. But we're going to see. We're going to see what happens. This game, too, U of A barely escaped a win against ASU in the first game in Tucson. So we're going to see. You know what I mean? Let's go to Caleb real quick, man. Caleb is on, man. He ready to get down with the get down. No more echo, man. What's up with it, L Boogie? That's one of your students, baby.
Yeah, this is my one of my young guys, man. He about 6'2", 6'3", eighth grader, T-Row. Very good kid. That's first. And he's a player. We'll see. But, Caleb, let me ask you this. Who's your favorite player in the league right now? Why?
LeBron.
Why?
Because I think he's the greatest stat. I think when he retires, he'll be the greatest that ever played.
You think he'll be better than Michael Jordan?
Yeah. Well, at least if he's not, he'll be close. He'll be in the same breath with him.
Wow. Do you, let me ask you this. It's Black History Month, and we were talking about this the other day in school. Where do you think the game of basketball is going? You're a young guy. You're in eighth grade. Do you see it evolving? Do you like the game, the direction that it's going?
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself I'm not going to talk about pro, but what college would you like to go to if you had to pick any for college basketball, and why?
I want to be a Wildcat because I was born here, and I just don't want to. I just want to go to college in my home state and probably get drafted by the Phoenix Suns.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a dream. Everybody want to play for the home team. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Caleb, make that dream come true, baby. Put it on your board. Put it on a notepad. Put it on a sheet of notebook paper. Put it somewhere where you can see that every day. So when you wake up, first thing you see in the morning, I'm going to U of A. I'm going to get drafted by the Phoenix Suns. Put that on your mind, man. That's a good idea. That's a good dream to have, man. Especially during Black History Month. Do your homework on a couple of other guys that you might not know in this Black History Month. And make sure that you keep doing what you got to do to improve every day. You know what I'm saying? So big love to you, Caleb. You know what I'm saying? And if Coach Meek say he love you, man, your boy T-Row straight from the streets love you too.
All right, thanks.
We thank you for calling in, Caleb. And I will... see you on Tuesday. You have a good long weekend, sir. Enjoy it, because you will get homework on Tuesday.
Boy, that's cold. You got to get extra credit or something for that, L Boogie. Come on, man. Don't do the little youngster like that. I'm going to try to get some extra credit points, Caleb. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give some extra credit just for him to get the love. And the support that, you know, to Coach Meeks, to Mr. Meeks. So most definitely I'm going to give Caleb a little extra credit, no doubt. But, bro, we ready for the freestyle flow tonight, man? We ready? Or we got another call? Are we ready for the Valentine's Day flow?
Oh, man, we definitely ready for the Valentine's flow, man. You know what it is, man. Got a lot of things jumping out, man. It's hot, boy. I can't wait. The show is ending, man. Come on, man. Don't be bullshitting neither, man. You better bring your game, man. Don't be messing. D-Mac say don't forget about him neither. See, D-Mac, I can still got you, baby. I see you. I'm slapping if he don't put you in. You know what it is. Come on, man. Show some love, man, on Valentine's Day.
Whew, it's a Valentine's Day flow. Here I go. And you chilling with your boy L Boogie and T-Row. I can remember Valentine's Day back in the day. All I did was diss and all I did was pay. Nah, not me. I was the casualty. I got comped every time I went to BW3. I don't care what they say about the boo. All I'ma do is, yeah, go out and say, who? Because I ain't paying for no meal. Man, I like to steal. When we went out, man, all my girl did was give me spaghetti and veal. Man, let's get back to that subject matter. Oh, man, I'm about ends. I ain't about chit-chatter. And I'm going to put her on that good train, yeah, and she's going to stay on that track. And when she get done, she's going to come back home on Valentine's Day and sit on daddy lap. Ooh, what they call me? Man, I'm a real tough dude. I don't care about all that. I ain't even going to show gratitude. Man, I ain't 112 singing that song, Cupid. Only thing I'm saying to niggas like Dan Sharper is you so stupid. Man, why you gotta put a date? Why you gotta put a date drug in a drink? Man, you make over $1 million, man. Why don't you think? Man, that's what you call showing no love. Man, these niggas is black. They ain't white like no dub. And yo, I'ma finish it off, man, cause I'm like Volkov. You come down my lane, I'ma fire you like it's the playoffs. Hey yo, I don't like you, girl. You better keep moving. Why, yo, Boogie? That's why they call me that, cause I keep it moving. Productions, and I'm done, and I ain't seducting. All I want you to do is come over here and give me some sexual. Man, I'm done, man. Let me tell, man. I'm done. I got Caleb on the line. I'm done. Streets, yo, bro, man, before we get out of here, man, you got some shout-outs, man, before I give my shout-outs, man. What you got? What you shout out tonight, bro?
Spaghetti and Veal. Oh, no. Hey, much love on that one. Yeah, all right. Hold on. I think Where are you? I think Skeeter Moe on the line. Hold on. Let's go down south, man. Skeeter Moe, you on the line?
You know it's me, Neil.
What's going down, Big Baby? Happy Valentine's Day to my brother, man.
Hey, man, you know it's Happy Valentine's Day to all you pepperonis out there. You know what I'm saying? Macaroni never phone, you know what I'm saying? And much love to my triple OG fleet. You know, he down in that Houston, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to that man, man, you know what I'm saying? He paved the way for you, boy.
All the way around. That's what I'm talking about. Fleet, I see you, baby. Pimp at his best, you know what I'm saying? We're closing down, man. You know what time it is, Skeeter Moe. We've been waiting on you all night.
Already, man. You know, much love, maximum respect. You know, the streets are talking live at your neck. Skeeter Moe Johnson Jenkins Jr. III live. You heard, North Park, Dallas, Texas, right on Cowan. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this one on Cowan in front of Skywalker House. You understand me? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. One more time for your mind. Okay. The streets is talking, live on your station. The show been known for a Euro, it's a celebration. Pop a bottle, fire up the medication. That's my stress relief, like meditation. I'm on my high horse like Polo. They say they only live once, nigga YOLO. From here on out, I'm smoking nothing but the best. I'm talking Cali Kush straight up out the west. And you can keep the stress, nigga, I ain't stressing. And every day I wake up is a blessing. My brother born under Nixon, I'm born under Carter. The first president I voted for was Obama. Hey, man, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? My sis, my niece, everybody, you know what I'm saying? You know, we up out this bitch, man. You know, North Park, Texas, Dallas, Texas, strongest, finest, you know what I'm saying? Your highness, bow down to the crown, you know what I'm saying, me? Bro, man, you know we love you, man. We up out this thing, man.
Man, you know what it is. Hey, me too. First president I voted for, my man, it was Obama. Don't be mad at me. The truth has to be told. That's what's up, Skeeter Moe. Dog Park, you know I love you, baby. 5,000 rep all day long, man. That's what it is, man. Dog Park, stand up. Damn. I'm with the crib. I want to go home. Damn, y'all got me excited. Shout out. Studio guest, Bluesy Doozy, you know we cut no time, L Boogie. You know what it is, man. L Boogie, Jewel's the G. Man, you know y'all my dudes, man. That's how we get it in, man. We've been waiting on this one for a minute. Got everything going on. Can't wait to talk to you on Monday after the All-Star game. And, man, don't you ever disrespect Michael Jordan like that again, man. I'm going to slap you on your injury, make you bow down, man. You better stop that. Better not do that again, man. Being so disrespectful.
Man, shout out to, you know what I mean, my moms, my stepmoms, man. Shout out to all my sisters, all my female cousins, man. Shout out to all my baby mamas, too, man. Happy Valentine's Day to y'all, man. Shout out to all of them, man. For real, for real. You know what I mean? We ain't going to discuss that. But you know what I mean? Happy Valentine's Day to y'all. Hopefully y'all chilling with y'all dudes or whatnot. You know what I mean? Happy Valentine's Day to my pretty face. Baby doll, I see you. Happy Valentine's Day, OG. I see you, man. Shout out. Happy Valentine's Day to all my aunties, man. I love y'all. And, hey, yo, Ro, I got to say happy Valentine's Day
to all the young ladies and all the teachers and secretaries at the school where I be at, you know what I mean, up there at UDAW, you know what I mean? So they had a great day today. And, you know, I just want to give love to the streets. And also, you better call on Monday because it's the one-year anniversary. It's going to be so hype. It's going to be frenzy. And, Roe, it was two presidents I voted for. Bill Clinton and Barack. Hey, Black History Month, man. We out, man. Give us some love music, man. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. T-Roll, you want the GML Boogie, man? We got to get back in the cell. We'll see y'all on Monday. Let's go.
Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the...